Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, Ditch the Trapper Keeper, we've got back-to-school iPad apps.
iPads spotted in the wild and your viewer videos.
All that plus the AppCap Awards on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to Squarespace.com, offer code iPad Today. And by GoToMeeting, reduce costs, improve efficiencies, and help your company's bottom line with GoToMeeting. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com/iPad Show. How are you, everybody?
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well.
Happy Thursday.
We just had our office lunch.
Company lunch on Thursday.
It's so good.
Mara comes in. She cooks us food.
It's great.
We had caprese.
Eileen Rivera's first Thursday at the cottage,
Welcome. Our
newest employee.
Yep.
And she was like, this is great. I said, yeah, don't get sick and skip work on Thursday.
Yeah, it's the one day you don't.
It's the day you want to
You want to come
here.
In.
Yeah.
And I have to say, she made homemade focaccia, which I don't even think you can do.
No.
But it was a little greasy. And so if there are fingerprints on my man hands, who was that wrote the man hand letter?
It was Andrew.
Andrew.
From San Diego.
Andrew wrote a note, and I took it a little more personally than I ought to have had. He said, when Sarah's talking about her apps, please do not show Leo's hands.
He wanted to see Sarah's hands.
He wants to
hands.
See Sarah's beautiful, lovely. Well, you kind of have man hands,
they're
too.
Stumpy and trolly, let's be honest.
Well, which is more stumpy or trolly?
I've also got a broken middle finger here. There's nothing good going on.
Wait a minute. How did you break your middle finger?
I fell on my cat. That is a true story. It was dark. It was the hallway. And she ran right under me. And I fell and I broke my finger. Okay? Things happen. I may or may not have had a glass of wine beforehand.
Or I may not.
I'm not going to say.
I walked into the doorknob. You fell into a cat. It's all the same. All the same. So today, we have a theme. Every week, we have a theme.
We have a theme. We like to start things off with, because so many apps are similar, and some are good, and some are really good, and some are the best.
Yeah.
So we like to group stuff, but we thought we'd get into this theme today. iPad Today presents... Well, let's let Heather Landreth set it up for us, shall we?
Was it Heather's idea?
Well, she was. It was many people's ideas, but
she was one
I
of
liked
them.
Her video the best.
And she was Glinda in Wicked, which
yes,
is pretty exciting.
Yes, she's so Glinda the Good
Witch. We
like
that. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Sarah. What's her name?
Heather.
Amy? Heather.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. My name's Heather Landreth, and I'm a middle school English teacher in Central Florida and the mother of two young children, age 7 and 10. They love my new iPad I got a couple of weeks ago, and I'm looking forward to using it in the classroom this year. I've got my keynote presentation all ready to go on my iPad for orientation next
week.
That's
so cool.
I'm surrounded by digital natives all day, so I was hoping you could do a show on some great education apps, both those that are applicable in an 8th grade classroom and ones that I could use at home with my own children as well. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
Thanks,
well,
Heather.
That's so cool. Digital natives, I think it's Don Tapscott's phrase for the generation that grew up with the internet and computers as, you know, from day one.
Heather was nice enough to point out, she said, listen, one of my daughters did the video work, so a little shaky,
that's
but we
fine.
Appreciated
I didn't
it.
Know, I didn't
she really does
it.
Look like Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah, she's,
I'm not sure that's not what she's doing.
She's very good.
When she's not being an 8th grade teacher. So today, iPad Today presents educational apps, or an alternative name that somebody had suggested a while ago,
yeah.
Barry Morris. Apps and gowns.
I like that.
Isn't that good?
I love that, in fact.
Thanks, Barry Morris. You win the crown for the best segment
apps
name
and
yet.
Gowns.
Apps
That's
and
great.
Gowns, which is something that we can revisit a million times because there are so many educational apps. But we'll highlight three today.
That was the hardest thing for me, was narrowing it down to just a couple that we could talk about, because there's literally thousands in the app store.
It's a big category.
So I tried to pick stuff that, to answer her question, that was appropriate for students in 8th grade,
mm-hmm.
but also her kids could use. And I tell you, one of the things that I always wished I had as a parent, as my kids were going through school, is a better way to do flashcards. Because flashcards are the best way to memorize anything.
It's the visual memory.
And I looked at a bunch of different flashcard apps, and this is the one I decided I liked the best. It's Flashcards Deluxe by Orange or Apple.com. There's a free light version, but it's kind of limited. Spend the $3.99. I mean, come on, $4, and you'll get the full version of Flashcards Deluxe. Now, it makes it, of course, very easy for you to create flashcards yourself, and you can change the colors, and there's some settings. But here's what I like. There is a standard kind of for flashcards called Quizlets. And if you go online, there are thousands of flashcard sets already created, and this program supports them. So you see arts and literature, languages, math and science. There's even standardized tests. So let's say you're preparing for the college admissions exams, the SATs. And it's not just one. It's loading them right now. There are hundreds of different exam tests to get you ready in vocabulary, in the various skills.
It's like
skills.
Taking the LSATs
in
preparation for the SATs.
Did you say LSATs? There's also graduate school and beyond. There's GRE, LSATs. So if you're preparing, this will take you from first grade doing your basic numbers all the way up to graduate school. And you can download these Quizlets for free. There's information you see here about what you're going to get. In fact, these are the cards, so you could see ahead of time before you download them. Downloads are very quick because it's just textual information. And now I have a LSAT. You want to practice for your LSATs? Which one of the following most accurately expresses the main conclusion of the argument? Main point. Which one of the following most accurately expresses the main point? Okay, thank you. Which one of the following most accurately expresses the conclusion of the journalist's argument? Anyway, yeah, you get the idea. This is the kind of stuff
that's so painful
to study for, and it makes it much easier.
Although
here's prepositions.
Although with an iPad, you can just maybe spend like a...
Oh, boy, the focus is
half
bad.
Half an hour before you go to sleep and just sort of try to absorb some of this stuff.
Flashcards happen to be a really good way to memorize stuff. And this is a very simple way to put them on really what is exactly made to do flashcards, which is your iPad. Driver's Ed.
Look, Driver's Ed. You don't have to go to summer school anymore.
Mm-mm.
Or at least you'll breeze through the class.
Mm-hmm. And watch. You see when you're allowed to pass. When the driver... Here, you want to try one?
Yeah.
Okay. So complete this sentence. You must have liability insurance.
If you kill somebody in GTA.
To meet the financial responsibility law in Tennessee. This must be the Tennessee driver's head. Evidence of reckless driving.
Killing someone in GTA.
Speeding in a school is... Some of these Quizlets are not great.
Are these Mad Lib Quizlets?
I'm doing it backwards. It's kind of like Conan.
So they go to park your car in the ocean.
While the engine running and leaving it unattended. So you would have to know kind of what the quizzes
are. You know, I do that sometimes in the city, but you have
leaving
to
it in the ocean?
Double parking and running in to get a coffee.
It may be legal in the city, but in Tennessee it's obviously not. So this is a nice program. $4, and I just think it's very basic, but it really is, you know, gives you something that you, I think, can really use. So that's pure hardcore drill and kill education.
Well, the app that I wanted to show off, and this is actually for Heather as well as anybody who's educating themselves, but it's also for educators, it's called Dragon Dictation. And I came across this in sort of a funny way because my mother is going through a very...
She can't write?
Yeah, she's very illiterate. No, she found her great-grandfather has a travel journal he wrote in 1885 with this very flowery cursive language, and she wants to reproduce it.
She wants to get it in text.
So she needed some good speech-to-text software.
This is the
best. So I asked Twitter, and I said, well, what's the best speech-to-text software? I don't have much experience with it. And everyone said, by a huge margin, you've got to go with Dragon.
There's not anything close.
Well, now, Dragon, it's Nuance software, and they have a bunch of different versions. But they do have a free iPhone, iPad app called Dragon Dictation. So this is the free version. So it's a more simplified version of the $200 version that you can get for a Mac or PC. But let's say that you're a teacher, and you're going through... Maybe you're going to practice a speech for your kids, or there's some sort of reason that you want to be able to have something written down that you've just spoken to. So I'll just go ahead and tap and dictate. It works pretty well.
Those are her hands.
Hey, Leo. I just wanted to show you how dictation works. I am not a teacher. I do not play one on TV, but I hope to never teach, ever.
The interesting thing about this is it's free. This is a several hundred dollar program on Mac or PC.
Yeah.
And it's not doing the work on the iPad. It's doing the work on their servers. So basically, that audio got uploaded to the servers, And then the servers sent back the text, and it does it pretty quickly. Is it pretty accurate?
Now, this is not terribly accurate, although I have to say
I found it to be much better. I was kind of
leaning over and doing my silly voice. I practiced a few times last night, and it was pretty close. I never got it perfect. There's always a couple words that were sort of off. But if you were, if for some reason you were reading something that was long, and you wrote it, you read it out, and were sure to enunciate properly, it's not far off. And if you've got something where you're going to have to be copying over, or you've got, I'm thinking, well, you know, for somewhere in the kind of grade school to junior high and even some high school, there's a lot of emphasis on creative writing. Well, some kids are creative thinkers, maybe not so much creative writers with a, you know, with a empty page and a pencil.
To be able to talk it is really great.
At least you're giving people the option. So
we do that with my kids. We've done it in the past where I can't get started. I say, well, just I will sit down at the keyboard. Talk it, and I will be the dictationist.
There you go.
But this is really a great way
to do it. So it's free. It's a great way to not only try out Dragon, but have a free app, especially on the iPad, where you've got a lot of screen real estate, and it works really nicely.
DJ in Vermont is asking if all iPads have microphones. Yes, they do, DJ. So even if you only have a Wi-Fi one, there's a microphone. There's a little hole you can actually see on the top of it. Yeah. I think it's next to the on-off switch. No, it's on the next to the headphone jack. There's a little hole, and that's the microphone. And you know, you're right, Sarah. If you are careful and you enunciate when you do this, I say it's about 80% accurate, which is more than good enough.
It is. It depends on how much of a slurry talker you are.
Yeah, you have to speak each word pretty clearly. Yeah.
But if you do, and you've got a project, it's a free app. What's not to like?
Now, another problem, especially eighth graders have, so her students will have this, is organizational skills. As you move from elementary school to junior high school, you have to suddenly, you have multiple classes, multiple assignments. It's a lot harder to keep track of stuff. And of course, that just continues right through high school and college. This is such a neat application. I kind of want this for me. It's called iStudies Pro $3. Best app ever, award winner in the education category 2009. And I would have to concur. There's an iPad and an iPhone version, and I think it would be great to have both because
I like how it's about studying but kind of written in lolcat speak.
I don't know if that's actually accurate. What it is it is a iStudies. I can has studies. It's a day timer for students. And so you have on the left-hand side, you have your calendar so you can see, you know, what you have to do on any given day.
Oh,
on the right-hand side, your assignments from that class. You see, here's the class information. You'll never miss another class. You turn on notifications. It tells you you've got an assignment. It tells you you've got, a class coming up. So it's specifically designed for kids. You could put grades in here. There's a course planner. So here's all the courses that I have in this semester. This is really going to help your eighth graders keep track of their classes, seventh graders and sixth graders, too, if they've entered middle school.
And it's so much more customized than trying to do this with, like, a Google Calendar or an iCal.
Oh, yeah. This is really designed for this. It even has priority. So you could say, no, I've got to finish that English essay first. And then, so you have high, normal, low priority. You have in here all your different instructors and information about them, including email address. If you want to send an email, you just click the link.
Wow,
what classes
awesome.
You have. Let's go right to today's class here. I guess we're already in it. That's today. Lots of information in here. You know, a calendar, a planner with to-dos. You have icons that make it a little bit pretty. You can even put your grades in here and your overall GPA if you want to keep track of that. So I have to say, this is a really nice
I love that.
System. Yeah, iStudies
Pro. It looks really solid.
Back up your data, which is great, to the website.
And this is only $3. They have a light version, but $3 for
Well,
all
if
this.
You bought a day timer in, you know, in an office supply store, it costs you more than that.
Totally.
And again, this is something to me that really fits the iPad's form factor. You know, a student carrying this around, this is exactly, you know, or frankly, in the iPhone, too. You're going to always have your day timer with you.
Day timer and everything else. Rather than the day timer plus the Trapper Keeper plus the peachy folders plus the pencils plus the dirty looks.
What is a Trapper Keeper? I don't think we had those in my day.
Trapper Keeper was like a plastic big binder.
Oh, it would hold the stuff.
And then it had the little fold over that it would Velcro. And they, you'd have like Transformers.
Oh, yeah. That's because we didn't have we didn't have Velcro in those days.
No Velcro?
No. NASA invented that after I got out of school.
Oh, Leo, you are ancient.
I had to learn to tie my shoes instead of Velcroing them.
Although I think there's probably a lot of people watching this that say, Trapper Keeper, Sarah must be ancient. Never heard of it.
Yeah, right. Probably that's true, too. somebody's asking me, does this interoperate with the iCal? It does not. Okay. That's a flaw.
It's
I think it should export to iCal. At least as far as I know, it does not. I haven't seen it do that.
Could be messy even if it did, though, because how would it?
Well, you could do all this stuff in iCal, but this is really designed for just that specific purpose.
It keeps you from having to assign all those behaviors yourself. So those are our three education apps. Of course, there are thousands more, and we'll revisit
this. Oh, that's just a beginner. You know, can I just show you my honorable mentions? Because I have a whole bunch of them. I'll run through them real quick. Ulysses Scene. This is the book of Ulysses in a comic book form, which makes it, now, I have to say, Ulysses is fairly adult. I don't know if you teach this to eighth graders, but if you're having trouble getting your eighth graders involved in a book that's as difficult as Ulysses, you're going to love this. Not only is it beautiful looking, and this is the text of James Joyce's classic Ulysses, but there's a study guide along with it. There's a lot of good information, and this is free.
Ulysses, the graphic novel, looks
the graphic
fun.
Novel. And yeah. Here's one for Leonardo da Vinci. Where is it? I can't find it. Oh, here's another one for Molecules. You've probably also seen The Elements. There is literally, there's a ton of great stuff on the iPad for teachers. So look in the iPad education category. You'll find a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you could spend all day looking through some.
It's wonderful.
Of this stuff.
That's exactly what happened. I spent all night last night and said, "Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this." And I came up with about 10 things that I'd like to have talked about, but those are the ones I thought were.
Well, we'll save them for next time.
We will. There'll
definitely be another edition of educational apps. For today, though, those are some of our favorites. So thanks for everyone who participated, and hopefully for everyone who asked for education apps. We gave you something to chew on for a little while. If you want the links to any of the back-to-school/education apps, people are now back to school, so this is a perfect time to get on some of the stuff. You can always visit iPad Today at twit.tv/IPT, and that's where you can watch our past episodes and subscribe to future ones, because I know you'll fall in love. And a quick reminder that we record iPad Today live on Thursdays. If you're not watching live, you can if you want. 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. And if you have app ideas your own, you can shoot us an email at iPadToday@twit.tv.
Very good. iPad Today this week brought to you by our friends at Squarespace.
Yay.
I know Squarespace does your blog.
They sure do. I love them.
What is it called? iSarah?
It's called SarahLane.com.
You sure you didn't want to do iSarah?
I think it's probably taken by now, but it's a good one. Should have thought of it.
So Squarespace is hosting plus software. It's everything you need to create an exceptional website, not just a blog. A lot of photographers use it because they have great gallery software. Mm-hmm. Social integration with all the social platforms, just fantastic. Not just Twitter and Flickr, but Quick, Pandora. It's all in there. Fantastic importing, too. And this is nice if you're going to try it. If you go to squarespace.com right now, actually go to squarespace.com/.
It's just squarespace.com, but we do have a lovely
code.
Promo
okay.
code. Yes.
So I'll give you that code in a second. But if you go to squarespace.com, you don't need any code at all. You can set up a 14-day trial for free, no credit card needed. And here's what I like. You'd be able to import your content from movable type, WordPress, TypePad, Blogger, and there are a lot of Blogger compatible blogs. So really, you can get data in and, by the way, data out.
I imported from TypePad with little to no issues at all.
That's so great.
Had to maybe fix a couple images, but almost completely seamless.
If you're one of those people who's being disenfranchised by Vox right now, I know they're going to move you to TypePad, but you might want to take a look at Squarespace. I think it's a little better. Templates that aren't templated. In fact, you want to know more about that, go to the examples. Every one of these looks different and unique. Sarah, you're in there if I go to blogs. So is our friend Kevin Rose.
Email sucks. Kevin Rose.
Email sucks.
Like
Kevin Rose. Jeff Cannata. Mm-hmm. Imus in the Morning. Look at Imus's site. If you looked at this, you wouldn't say, oh, that's a Squarespace site. Every site is unique and different.
It's so customized.
But Imus starts with, as does everybody, these great initial templates. And then you customize it by drag and drop. Here's a Miles Davis blog. This is awesome. Oh, just love this. Everyone looks different. Everyone looks like it's personal.
It's personal and is also professional. I mean, there are a lot of WordPress blogs that are personal and obviously well thought out.
A little too personal.
And yes. But a lot of them just, I don't know, they just don't have that.
No, this is it.
That's something.
It's slick. It's easy to use. The iPhone app is fantastic. And yeah, of course, great stats too. Please go to Squarespace right now and try it out. Now, if you decide after those 15 days, you say, I like that, you can get 10% off your new site for life.
Woo!
Just use the offer code iPad today. Squarespace.com starts as low as $8 a month. Try it free right now and 10% off when you use iPad today. We think you'll like it. Sarah?
Yes, Leo. You know what's weird?
Yes, dear.
You know how the Billboard has their Billboard Top 100 and Billboard Top 10? And it's a really big deal to be the number one on the Billboard music charts.
Oh, yeah.
Billboard is getting into, and they also have an award show, their Billboard Awards, big show every year. They're getting into awards for music apps.
Like iPad apps?
Yeah, it's iOS apps, which I guess leaves out any other app, but at least for the iOS.
That's funny. I mean, I wonder how Android feels about
probably
that.
Probably a little slighted.
Just you. Well, I guess most of this stuff is done on iPhone and iPad.
At least right now. Yeah. I'm sure Android will catch up.
So they've got Best Artist, Best Artist App.
Yeah.
So like Prince, if Prince had an app.
Yeah, and
Best Music Creation App. We've talked about those on the show.
Touring App, Best Branded Music App. That one's a little weird because it's pretty much just Best Commercial.
You know my favorite.
What?
Have you played with I Am T-Pain? It does the auto-tune.
I know what it is.
Sometime I have to auto-tune Sarah. Sometime. Here's some folks.
But I'm so good not auto-tune.
Using Smule's T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, I Am T-Pain.
I asked my son, is T-Pain the only guy who uses auto-tune? He says, no, everybody uses auto-tune now.
It's like a standard, especially
Soldier Boy. And you know, when you use auto-tune, when you use this auto-tune app, this I Am T-Pain app, people just say, wow, you sound just like T-Pain.
And it's basically auto-tune for the iPhone. And it's basically auto-tune for the iPhone.
But what does T-Pain even really sound like?
No one knows. he sounds like, I don't know.
So what's interesting about this whole thing is it's like, well, what is Billboard doing giving out music app awards? And in a way, it's like, hey, if an app is good and Billboard doesn't recognize you, it doesn't mean that your app is any less good.
No.
But it also does mean that the music industry is paying a lot of attention to this stuff.
Just shows you.
And that is an interesting thing as we sort of figure out how musicians and record labels are going to try to embrace this technology.
I think it's, in a way, a seal of approval for the idea that it's not just record labels printing out discs that they send to record stores anymore, that if you're or concerts, if you're a performer, if you're a musician, if you're an artist, there's a whole new world out there. I mean, maybe they do computer apps. I suppose they probably did, but...
A lot of these are computer apps, but they have other categories.
Yeah, I mean, auto-tune's on the computer. Sure. Time now to find iPads in the wild. And we get these mostly from our listeners.
That's right. So the first, and many times there are pictures of celebrities holding iPads, which we will revisit at some point. I'm trying to get like a bunch of them together. And
we have some. We got one. We got one coming up.
We got one coming up. Depends on what your idea of a celebrity is.
He was once very fat.
Well, we have two celebrities depending on your country of residence,
true.
I
that's
suppose.
True. Yeah.
But our first iPad spot in the wild is for a very momentous occasion. It's the first that we know of iPad wedding ceremony officiated on an iPad. And also, if you scroll down, each the bride and groom, who are wearing really kind of fun, interesting outfits.
Yeah.
There she is typing out her wedding vows on her iPad.
Oh, wait a minute.
Keep going.
Did the preacher give? Oh, I see.
No, they're just using them so they don't actually have anything printed out. Now, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I feel like there's some unconventional.
Do these people work for Apple?
I don't think so. I think they're just kind of fun.
Cute outfit, fun. Katie. I think her outfit too. Yeah.
I like the whole we're getting married, but we're doing things a little bit differently.
Oh yeah.
So that is the first iPad wedding iPad officiated wedding ceremony.
As they said in offbeatbride.com.
Offbeat Bride, by the way, that was sent in by Emily Cooper. So thanks to you, M.
iPad, pronounce you man and wife.
Hee hee ha ha.
Next,
iPad weatherproofing, courtesy of none other than America's sweetheart himself, Al Roker.
Look at Al. He's out in the swamp or something, and look what's in his left hand.
Look what he's not using. So here's Al. He's covering a hurricane.
It looks like he's got a plastic bag over his iPad.
He's got the iPad. It's sealed so as not to get too rained on, of course, as he's covering. Which hurricane was this?
Something in North Carolina. Art? Al? Fred?
I forget now. Sorry.
But if I were a reporter, you've done field reporting, as have I. I think this is a great thing to have.
Well, so it's Al Roker is either such a pro that he's got everything memorized and doesn't need to refer to his notes, he's one of the reporters that is using it as like a, hey, look, I got an iPad and it's covered in plastic because I'm just out there.
Hurricane Earl, by the way. It's Earl.
Hurricane Earl. That's right. Earl. He was in North Carolina for that. So Al Roker, you know, put your, make sure the plastic bag doesn't have any holes in it, I guess, and get out there and cover a hurricane and be careful. And thanks to Ann Raymond for that link.
And here's one more. This is the King of Saudi Arabia, King Abdullah.
King Abdullah using an iPad, and not just using an iPad, apparently in some sort
of conference.
He's
got a nice stand.
But he's got a cool stand. It's like there's like a star.
Wow.
I don't know what that is. I'd love to know more about it. If anyone does know or has seen that pattern anywhere else, let us know.
Look at that. That's really cool.
Sure
he looks kind of a little bit like my father-in-law. Look, using his iPad there.
I'm looking at the back of that. It's very geometrical. It doesn't look like a stand I've seen before. Possibly custom made.
Many people didn't realize, but in early mosques, iPads were heavily used, and that is a design that you would see in a mosque. I believe
before mosaics were invented.
Yeah,
mosques were covered in iPads.
Yeah, and iPads.
Yeah, so it's a retro thing. Really quickly, just wanted to point out Get Glue, who you and Amber highlighted on Net at Night, last month or something? Get Glue, who are big fans of Twit, and we thank them, have updated their iPad app a bit to include custom Twit stickers.
Wow.
So, for example...
So, the way Get Glue works, I guess, is kind of like Foursquare, where you go get... You do things and you get stickers or something like that.
Yeah, so you say, I'm watching a show. I'll say, I'm watching iPad today.
Look, that's us.
Yeah, it is. So I'll go ahead and check in.
So you check, instead of checking into
and then you can add
locations,
a
you check into shows.
And the idea is that a lot of times it's not so much about... Yeah,
are you
so
the
I get,
first?
No.
No, you're the fourth person to check in on iPad today.
Well, because I checked in three times yesterday.
Oh, okay.
but if for anybody who hasn't ever checked in before, if you were to check into iPad... three times, now you get a cool badge. So anyone who's familiar with a Foursquare badge.
Actually, more people. It's not a physical badge. You're not going to get anything in the mail.
But you know what you can do? If you get a badge, you can order one for free at getglue.com.
Oh, and they'll send you a sticker?
Yeah, a real one.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this app?
I want an iPad Today badge.
So
here's what you do.
Okay, I want this app.
I want you to check into iPad Today.
Well, first I got to get the app. What's it called? Get Glue?
You don't have the app yet?
No.
Oh, Leo. So here, this will take too long.
Is it friendly?
No.
No, it's Get Glue.
It's Get Glue.
Okay, I'm getting Get Glue.
So here, while you're getting it, I'll show you one of the stickers that I have.
Oh, we got Twit stickers?
The Leo Laporte, because you know what I did?
I'm empty.
There it is. It's the Leo Laporte custom sticker because I checked into one of your shows and mentioned you.
You're kidding. No. So I have a sticker too?
Yeah. A bunch of us do. Tom's got one. Ned at Night has one.
That is so cool.
He's got one. Yeah. So if you're a Get Glue user, definitely check out the iPad app because it's fun if you're into that location stuff. But it's not really it's location for people who want to do check-ins other than just location-based. And if you're interested in us or... By the way, it's not just Twit that has stickers, a variety of other shows. Glee, there's a Glee sticker.
I'm sure there's True Blood.
And True Blood Riley. And so on and so forth. And there are certain little maps that you can follow in order to get other little stickers.
The Leo sticker is not scratch and sniff, don't worry.
Oh, certainly not. Get Glue. They're not stupid.
They haven't been sniffing it.
So thanks to them. We love our stickers. And anybody who's Twit fans, just start... checking into stuff and see what you come up with. You'll be an embarrassment of riches.
I'm downloading it right now.
In Twit stickers.
I'm going to check into all my shows so I can get a sticker of myself.
And then you can get physical stickers.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's a fun little plus that they're offering folks.
Is there a Syrah sticker?
Yes. Yes. I didn't get one yet because it makes me feel kind of vain. But
no,
Tom got
one.
Mine.
Did he? Oh, I'm going to get yours.
Yeah, it's a very small sticker.
Is it smaller than
very
the others?
Very small and troll-like.
I'm downloading
but
it right
now. But it's there.
Now. With my man hands. I'm downloading it right now.
So let's get to our weekly viewer feedback because, of course, iPad Today would be nothing without viewers like you. First one's an email from Justin who says, this is in response to last week's email from Ed Campbell, the cranky old geek, about having messages handy to tell drivers to get off their mobile phones Well, there's an app for that. A few, actually. I have two installed for passing along messages across auditoriums or in noisy venues because I'm occasionally a VJ at events. I think these apps would be ideal for cranky old and young geeks. He's got two examples. One is called Bigger Words and one is called iBanner. So let's just take a look, because remember last week we wrote stuff out on notes and we couldn't make it big enough. So if I just launch Bigger Words.
Oh, look. Get off the phone.
Get off the phone. Done. There you go.
Oh, you can't miss that.
Can't miss that. So then if I just want to write something else, I'll just say, hey, Leo. Done.
Well, that's really
easy. And
it'll
automatically.
That's really easy.
So this is literally the only thing.
But that's
thing
all it does. Just
does.
Giant lip.
It's the only
words.
Thing it does.
Is that free? It should be free.
It's totally free. Yeah, and the next one's free, too. iBanner HD. A lot of folks like
Ooh.
This one. Sup, Leo?
Ooh, it scrolls across like LEDs.
So it's sort of like a big rock star type thing. But if you double click,
I'm going
can
to
the
Niners
the
game
speed.
Next week. I'll take it with me.
You can.
Go
yeah,
Niners!
Go Niners!
Niners!
Who are they playing?
I don't know. Seahawks,
the other guy sucks.
Other guy sucks.
So you can change the font size. You can save a few messages, and you know it does one thing and it does it well. But those are sort of fun. Turns out, not only I said iBanner HD and Bigger Words, those are fun. Those are free, so I'll go ahead and download those.
That's cool.
Ed Campbell, who sent in the original email, actually, unbeknownst to me, or Justin, who wrote in the follow up email. Sent in a video demoing iBanner.
This is Justin here?
This is Ed Campbell, the original Cranky Old Geek.
He kind of looks like it, to be honest
yeah.
with you.
Hi, guys.
Now watch
this
what he says.
This is a piece of software called iBanner that you can use to offer up a message to those folks you just pulled
what?
Up alongside at the traffic light. It can be rude or not so rude.
I was watching this and I went, no, Ed. Don't do it, Ed.
Suck my nose, it said. That's so cute.
You know, I love
he
Ed.
Looks just like Jennifer's dad, who is a
really?
Major iPad lover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not?
It could be, frankly.
Ed Campbell.
I think there are
who
a lot.
Are you really?
I think there are a lot of older people who love the iPad, who just really get off on it. It's a computer for the rest of us.
It's you know, these are, for the most part, I go, these are throwaway fun things. But Justin said, hey, I'm a VJ. You know, if I've got to
that's useful.
Send somebody a note yeah. and I can't, you know, I don't know, maybe your cell service yeah. is down and or you just want to say, you know, I don't know, one more minute or something that's an easy message that you just want to hold up to somebody. There's actually uses for them. We have a voicemail from Andy in New Hampshire. He's got a Twitter app question.
Well, ask away, Andy.
Ask away.
Hi, Sarah and Leo. This is Andy from New Hampshire. Love the show. Really enjoying it. And my iPad. I'm looking for a new Twitter app, though. And in particular, I'm looking for one that makes it really easy to add people to lists. And I haven't found one.
Does the Twitter
so
app
I'd love
not do
your
that?
Suggestions.
The main, the free Twitter app?
Free Twitter app does not. In fact, it's something that I'm not a huge list user. Well, I'm not a huge list maker, but I am a list subscriber.
Right.
You know, I subscribe to other people's lists. And I hadn't noticed because I was so in awe of all the cool other stuff that the official Twitter app does.
Yeah.
It doesn't do lists at all. Mm. And you know who else doesn't do lists is Flipboard, which is another Twitter favorite that a lot of people have.
Right.
You know who does lists very well? Asfura. Asfura is, it's a great app anyway, but I had never really noticed because, I don't know, I just hadn't gotten that far. So let's say our friend Daisy Whitney, here we go.
So you're looking at her pop-up, which
yeah,
if you click on her picture, you get this information about her.
Her profile has all her following, how many tweets, how many favorites, her at replies. I can choose to unfollow her, which I won't because I like her. But then down here, we've got Daisy Whitney's lists, all the lists that are her own that apparently she hasn't made any. List that Daisy Whitney follows. Again, not a big list user, Daisy Whitney. List following Daisy Whitney.
Oh, that's neat. See, that's really useful.
So there's a lot. And then some of my lists that I'd like Daisy Whitney to be a part of. Now, again, I'm not a big list maker.
Now, can you
but if I wanted to add
to
her
list?
To my iPad
oh,
list.
Oh, you just do that.
Then I do
she's
that.
In it.
And now she's part of it.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, what was his name again? Andy from New Hampshire. Sorry, Andy. Asfura is your man. I haven't found any other Twitter app that does lists so well as this. So yeah, Kevin Pollock, he's probably a part of a lot
he
of
he should
lists.
Be on my list. He should be... So where's the...
List memberships.
List
so those
memberships.
Are your,
okay.
Those are your lists.
So I have a celebrities list, which I absolutely should have Kevin Pollock be in, right?
See, there you
go. I have way too many lists.
You have
so
a
I'm
lot
just
of
gonna,
lists.
I'm going to add him to... Yeah. Oh, he's already in my funny list and my celebs list.
Yeah, so it'll let you know what they're already a part of, and then you just check...
I love this.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Osfora, I guess is how you pronounce it, it's the one I use. I really love this as a Twitter client. I just find it very easy to use.
Well, I'm glad that Andy wrote in about this because it gave me a chance to research something that I hadn't really thought about, and...
That's an important feature.
The Twitter app, it's a glaring omission. I don't quite know what's going on with that since Twitter clearly wants you to use their lists.
Yeah, it's a Twitter feature.
You know, what's going on there? Anyway, thanks so much for the viewer feedback from this week. Of course, if you want to write us something, a question or a comment or an idea or something funny, iPad confession perhaps, you can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail as well like Andy did. The number is 757-504-iPad. Or for extra points, like Ed Campbell, suck my nose, you can send us a video. I know, isn't that great? The first time I watched it, I was like, this is going to get uncomfortable.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Is anyone around?
Don't go there.
And it was G-rated. Ed, you're the best. Send us a video. We love the videos. Heather, also earlier in the show, send us a video. You can upload them to YouTube. Most people seem to like, but it doesn't have to be YouTube. Just
vid.ly
anywhere
would work. There's a lot of choices out there.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, I want to mention our sponsor real briefly before we get to our AppCap Awards, and this exciting one that just came out today. I'm very excited about it. It took me a while to download, but I'm going to show it to you. But before we go any further, I'd like to mention our friends at GoToMeeting. If your business is like most businesses these days, you're always looking for ways to save money, improve your work processes, be more efficient. And, of course, travel is a very inefficient thing to do, costly, time-consuming. So more and more of us are using conference calls to meet. But conference calls aren't very engaging. They're boring, frankly, for people involved. That's why I use GoToMeeting. And while I'm telling everybody I know to use GoToMeeting, if you've not tried it, please do. It's free for 30 days. Just go to GoToMeeting.com/iPadShow. GoToMeeting.com/iPadShow. You can install it. Just take you a minute to do before I'm done speaking. It'll be all installed, and then if you don't have anybody to meet with, you can send me a note. Say, hey, Leo, meet with me. By the way, I should mention it has a great iPad app as well. You can't start meetings in the iPad app, but you can attend meetings. And I just love the idea of being able to go to a meeting on my iPad, use the microphone built into the iPad, the speakers built in. I don't even need a telephone. And I can, anywhere I can get Wi-Fi, I can be in a meeting with GoToMeeting. I'm a big fan. You know, I say Wi-Fi, but I have a feeling it even works with 3G. I don't see why it wouldn't. It's very efficient from the folks at Citrix, so it's secure. It's got all the features you want. You can hold a meeting and then switch control to another person. You could have up to, I think, 15 people in a meeting at once. You'll save time. There's built-in voice over internet protocol and integrated phone conferencing, so you'll save money. And as many meetings as you want, as long as you want, for one low flat rate. GoToMeeting.com/iPadShow. We thank Citrix so much for their support of iPad today and invite you to give it a try. GoToMeeting.com/iPadShow.
We were talking about educational apps earlier in the show. Think of the GoToMeeting possibilities for education.
Now, I noticed you crawled around looking for your app cap. Did you find it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I got to find mine. It was on the floor.
I put yours on the soundboard.
Oh, somebody suggested, well, I love these app caps.
The app caps are very polarizing.
Some people don't like them.
We're I would say more than half of the folks love the app caps, but I do get some app cap hate mail.
Really?
Those ridiculous hats.
Is it the hats they don't like or the idea? Or should we, if we had a different hat, would that make you feel better?
I don't know how you can get better than the Fezzaramas. I'm sorry.
That's pretty good.
Fezzarama.com. Audience, feedback is very important to me until it comes to my hat choices.
And then I follow my own drummer. All right, what's your app cap?
My app cap for this week is called Friendly, which is for anybody like me who likes to complain, who likes to whine.
There is no Facebook app for the iPad.
Not for the iPad. It's for the iPhone. It's not optimized.
It's horrible.
It's not good. Friendly has become... it's like the number two most downloaded pay-for app. Right now, the reason that it's a good time to get it is because it's on sale. It's for 99 cents. Usually, I think it's about $3.99. So, 99 right now. And if you go to Friendly, what it is this is your Facebook page on the iPad the way it always should have been. So, it opens up. By the way, the first time you launch it, you'll have to add your credentials. But I've already done that, so I shouldn't have an issue. Right, friendly. Yeah, that's right. So here's my live feed.
This is so much nicer.
So this is live feed in real time. Very, very friend feed-like. If I didn't want it, if I wanted to turn off my live feed, for example, I would just click this, and then it just shows up as my regular news feed, if that's more comfortable. Events is something that the Facebook app does not do well. It's a nice handy tab here.
Are there places on here?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's the third tab over here. So in my events page, it's like, okay, you've already said no to this, but I could change my answer.
Oh, look at yes, no, maybe. Oh, that's so much better even than Facebook itself.
I know. It's great because there's just an easy way to get in there. I hate the way Facebook events works, even on the native web app. If I go to places, friendly would like to use your current location. Okay. Yes, fine. I guess it just wants to ask me twice to make sure I'm really serious about it. I checked into the Twit Cottage 2 hours ago. Here are my friends, where they've checked in. It's good times. I can go to my profile easily.
Putting content into this? Is it pretty easy to upload a status? I guess it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You just click it and you get your keyboard.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
great. It couldn't be easier. My friends, it's easy to look through photos. One thing that Friendly doesn't do is upload photos, which is, although the iPad isn't known as like this huge photo aggregator because it doesn't have a camera yet, it would be nice. It would be nice to have a photo uploader. So it is missing that, but you know what you can do? You can chat with your Facebook friends through Friendly. You can't through the Facebook app.
So the chat's built in.
Actually, maybe you can through the Facebook app, but you couldn't. Yeah, chat's built in.
I don't know if you can. And then you wouldn't want to because you get that iPhone keyboard instead of the nice iPad keyboard.
Exactly. So Friendly, 99 cents.
I mean, I've been using Safari really to check into Facebook.
Me too. In fact, I got rid of the Facebook app altogether.
Yeah.
This is better. This is at least
Safari doesn't have places.
For now, this is the best. And, you know, my notifications, I've got one notification. Page request not found. I don't know what that
is. This is a first. On this show today, I installed two of your apps.
Really?
Yeah. While we're doing the show, I have installed two apps.
Not one, but two recommendations that are good enough for the LaPorte.
That is a first.
I'm batting 200?
You're 100. Batting 1,000, I believe, would be the number you're looking for.
Okay. Math is hard.
Perfect. Two out of two. Well, so, I don't know. Have you maybe not. Yeah, you've recommended two apps, and I downloaded them both.
Woo!
Actually, I didn't download your education app, so you're batting 666.
Oh.
The sign
of the devil. Sign of the beast?
Sarah.
Well, that's about right.
She's
Thanks.
No beast.
Yeah,
I may have man
changed.
Hands. All right, so can I do my app now?
It's time for Leo's app.
This one, I was going to do something else, which I still will do another time because it's really, 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 really good. Maybe I'll do it next week. And it's free. This is $10. But Eileen emailed me and said, did you see? This is my favorite iPhone app. It's finally out for the iPad. I bet you there's more than a few people who feel the same way. Grand Theft Auto is now out for the iPad. It took a long time. It's almost half a terabyte.
What?
No, I mean half a gigabyte.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. We don't have that much storage
it's
on here.
It's 500 gigabytes?
It's a million gigabytes. Notice, starting a new game. Okay, empty slot. So, it is not exactly Grand Theft Auto. It's not the current. It's really, even though it says GTA 4.
It's Chinatown Wars,
this
right?
This is really more like the old top-down GTA of a couple of versions ago. And we're going to see the cutscene. Let me see if I can get out of the cutscene here.
By the way, our chat room is very impressed with Eileen's.
She's got good taste.
Her game choices.
She's got
GTA
good taste.
GTA isn't for every lady.
Well, she's, this isn't for the kids either.
She's cool with it.
This is 18 plus, absolutely.
Right. Like a renegade. It's for, you
but
know,
my
people
son is
going to
get very excited that this is out, and he's
and
not quite 18.
And $10,
a good game isn't going to be that much.
That's a great...
Okay, so we're still in the cutscene. I should have started the game before. I kind of screwed up, so I'm going to start over again. So
you're
in the water, tap the vehicle's window to smash it and escape.
Okay, oh, yeah, you got to get out of the water.
Now I'm in
you're
the
swimming.
Water. Here's the controls. You know, you've got kick, you've got punch... You've got, I don't know, fall down on your briefcase. I don't know what that one is. And now I'm going to swim using the joystick control and get out of the water. It says you could touch help boxes to clear them. So I see a help box there. So this is early in the game.
And oh, you don't look so good. Scene.
No, yeah, I've been beat up. I'm sure there's a story, but I don't really care. I just want to carjack somebody. So we're going to go here. Here's a car. I'll press the car icon to get into the car.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Now watch this. This is fun. Okay, so here's the ignition of the car. It says... You've got to get the screwdriver into the ignition lock to jimmy it. So I'm going to get the screwdriver into the ignition lock there, and then circle this way, and then circle this way, and circle this way, and now I can drive the car.
This game is a bad influence on you, Leo.
Well, like, whoa, no. Oh, I almost
did it again. First time I did this, I drove into the water.
I think you have to put your car into gear. I think that's what you're not doing when you see the stick shift.
Am I in reverse?
I think you might be. I think you need to put your car into gear. Go back into that.
That's brake.
Where we can, oh, there we go.
Oh, no, that's accelerator. Oh, look at that.
Now,
oh, I see. I guess that's reverse. Now I'm driving.
You want to be a nice carjacker and not hurt pedestrians.
Oh, and not drive into walls. It says you're supposed to follow the yellow. Okay, you can see. This is embarrassing. I'm so bad at this.
You're just not cut out for this
life.
I
am not a carjacker. All right, here
we go. You're not a carjacker.
Here we go. All right.
Okay, so straighten out here. Straighten out. Come on, buddy. We got people to rob.
So you see, it's the kind of the old top-down version of GTA.
It is.
Better graphics, though, than the old top-down version. And a lot of fun. And, of course, violence and mayhem. We don't recommend this for the younger set.
Certainly not.
But
that's great. GTA Chinatown Wars HD for the iPad.
All I can say is a lucky thing there isn't a Ford Fiesta inside, or I would run into it right now. Oh no! Crash.
Oh, gosh.
Crash.
Pile
it's,
up.
It's pretty freeform, and I've only played a little bit, but you really can do a lot of different things. It's not, oh no!
Leo, you know, you had it coming. You ran right into that telephone pole.
At least I can break the glass to get out. GTA, it is out. $10. I'm really excited. I'm really thrilled that they came out with this. And an iPad day today.
They just threw us a softball and we said, okay.
Yep. This is version 1.1. 6 new radio stations, 100 minutes of new music, they say. This is available for the iPhone, of course, but now there's an iPad version for it as well from Rockstar
Love it.
Games.
Real quick before we go, we're going to set up next week's theme because we want to give you guys a chance to have a few days to send in some ideas.
So how do we do that?
Well, Brent from Springfield, New Jersey is going
Thank
to
goodness.
Ask us his question, which we'll take and run with.
We'll take it and we'll run with it. Hit it, Brent.
Hello, Leo.
Hello,
Sarah.
Brent.
Hey, Brent.
I would like to see a portion of an episode dedicated to alternative web browsers on the iPad. I just picked up Atomic Web Browser, and I like it a lot, but I would like to see what you guys think, and possibly you can round up a few alternative web browsers, put a portion of a show together for me, we could all watch it together, and possibly crown an AppCap winner this week. Thank you.
Did you check, Sarah, to see if there's anything besides Atomic Browser?
No, there are.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the only one I know.
No. I thought the same thing. Atomic Browser I love, but it's not the only one.
There are others. Oh, there's Opera probably.
There's Opera, and there's a couple others that at least I've seen. But, again, we're just two people. Send in your ideas. If you like Atomic, tell us why. If you don't like Atomic, tell us why. What about Opera? What about any of the other alternative browsers that we may not know about? Send us your ideas, and we'll all do a collective show and make Brent from Springfield, New Jersey happy.
Which is all
we
live
for. By the way,
Brent,
you had a pretty cool computer setup.
I like the fan that was blowing at him. We got to get a fan for your hair.
For our app caps?
Yeah, for the app
caps.
To blow
our tassels.
To blow the tassels in the wind.
Yes. This actually works well for the apps and gowns.
We'd like to thank you so much for joining us. We do this show every Thursday live on live.twit.tv. You could tune in and watch. We usually begin around 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern time. That's 20:30 UTC.
We're pretty on time today.
Yeah, we go right up to Tech News Today with Tom Merritt, which is coming up in minutes. Of course, you can always download it, as Sarah said, by going to twit.tv/IPT. You'll find it in every, podcast aggregator, iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, and so forth. Thanks for being here, Sarah Lane.
Leo Laporte.
Have a great day. Enjoy your iPad. We'll see you next time
on iPad Today. Bye, everybody. Ow! Why are we doing this? We did this last week, too. We ended with wolf howls.
You started it.
It just seems so natural.
For the ride.
I feel so free.